What happens when an event built off the ingenuity of young black kids deemed dangerous, fun, and reckless reaches the eyes of a nation? Freaknik, a spring break party started by college students, was just that. A new podcast looks back at the 15-year party that almost brought the city of Atlanta to its knees. Freaknik, a discourse on a paradise lost, premieres Tuesday, June 25th. Listen free wherever you get your podcasts. When was the last time you ate a breakfast that you felt good about? Not a bowl of sugary, nasty cereal that you inhaled before running out the door. I'm talking about a breakfast that's nourishing your body. You know, I'm big on being healthy. I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning every day, and it's so important what I put in my system. Well, my breakfast has been completely transformed ever since I started getting Daily Harvest. It's ready in 5 minutes max, and I have real organic fruits and vegetables before I've even finished my tea in the morning. Daily Harvest delivers carefully sourced, chef-crafted smoothies, savory bowls, overnight oats, and more built on fruits and vegetables. Everything stays in your freezer until you're ready to eat it. Choose from more than 50 nourishing options for any time of the day, ready to blend smoothies, savory harvest bowls, soups, and more. Each single serving cup takes one step to prepare. All you have to do is add water or milk to a smoothie or heat up a harvest bowl. All of Daily Harvest ingredients are carefully sourced for maximum nourishment and flavor. You can actually see all of the ingredients when you open the cup. Daily Harvest is the easiest, most delicious way to load up on fruits and vegetables first thing in the morning, before bed, and anytime in between. Go to daily-harvest.com and enter promo code LIPSERVICE to get 3 cups free in your first box. That's promo code LIPSERVICE for 3 free Daily Harvest cups at daily-harvest.com. Daily-harvest.com.
Lip service.
New York, New York, what's good? Nah, y'all sound whack. I said New York, what's good? Y'all ready to see the ladies of Lip Service? Y'all ready to talk about all that nastiness? Give it up for Miss L'Oreal! Y'all need to make more noise than that. Let's go! Miss Stephanie Santiago! Miss Gigi Maguire!
Please make a drink.
Hey, what's up, y'all? How you guys feeling? So we are excited. This is our first time ever in Sony Hall. We love this venue, right?
Isn't
it amazing? And we're going to have a good time with you tonight. You know we have some special guests, but there's a lot of people in this building that we know and love, and some people that we're just excited to see y'all come out in the rain and support, because we know there's a lot of things you could have been doing. You know what they say this is perfect weather for.
Fucking.
Fucking? Damn, Gigi.
I thought it was for Lip Service Live.
I was going to say for sleeping.
Oh.
Sleep. I see. Why sleep when you can fuck?
Or would y'all rather sleep?
Oh, yeah. Stephanie?
I like sleeping a lot. I really
All right.
like sleep.
So, you know, we are trying to make this show very interactive, and we want to know who you are tonight before we get started. So, where's Trav at?
Yo.
I see him. He's over there.
Y'all love Trav? Let me tell you something. Trav's main goal, he calls Breakfast Club every morning. Somehow he manages to get
every
through.
Morning.
And he, thanks to Lip Service, thanks to the Breakfast Club, has been getting endless dick. Okay?
Yo, God.
Wow.
Thank you, Yee. I appreciate that.
So, we want to find out a little bit about you. How many people in here are single? How many people are in relationships?
Sounds about even.
Sounds How many about people are in relationships, but he's not?
Okay.
A lot of y'all.
How many of y'all are single and she's not? Okay.
Uh-oh.
We're just trying to do a poll because we have a lot of questions tonight. How many people in here have cheated before? Who was that
over there.
Damn, y'all proud to be some cheating ass motherfuckers.
Ain't too proud to beg.
Woo! I just sucked another nigga dick yesterday. Right there? Okay, sis.
Okay. So, all the cheaters, can y'all raise your hand for a second?
Nah, don't be do shy that. Now. It's a trap.
Y'all way too much
trap. Trap, bring the mic.
I better not see no black man raise their hand. Black men don't cheat.
Yes, they do.
Trap be cheating.
I know a lot of them cheating ass motherfuckers.
I'm a black man and I cheat.
Now, Trap, right here, she raised her hand in the front. So we want to hear your cheating story, and we want to know if you got caught.
Oh, right. You a cheater. Let's go. What's your name and why you cheat?
What's your name and why you cheat?
What's your name and why do you cheat?
My name is Rihanna, and
who you cheated on, girl?
My boyfriend of 4 years with a coworker.
Ooh. You had a work bae?
And, okay, so what happened was.
Yeah.
You can't have no
work bae. I went
to
his house for his birthday, and he woke me up out of my sleep, and he broke in my phone and pretty much was like, what's this?
That's not why you cheated. That's how you got caught.
No, that's how I got caught.
Okay.
But yeah, why the juicy part.
Why did you cheat?
This is not a Jeopardy question.
He wasn't.
Was it the
He wasn't doing nothing for me.
In the bedroom?
No, just in general. He wasn't doing much for me, so. Mm.
So what did work bae do that was so special that got him some pussy?
Ticked her down.
Travel, making more money, cars, houses.
Damn, why you didn't?
So are you with work bae now? Oh, hey. Okay. Is that work bae right there?
Oh, okay. No, he moving over mad far. Like, no.
That's actually her boyfriend.
My bad.
Hold on, yeah. I know we got a nigga that cheated in here. Any okay. nigga cheat? No.
Nuh-uh. Happy Juneteenth, y'all. Oh. Happy Juneteenth, everybody.
Okay. Juneteenth. We need Breakfast, to see somebody else who cheated. We just want to hear why, because we're curious. They say that men and women cheat for different reasons, and I want to see if that's true.
Boom.
Yeah, she's like, she hyped to say she cheated.
She got something to say. Bring
okay,
the mic
right
to her.
Here. She like,
look,
okay,
she grabbing
right
the air and shit.
Me.
Me. Pick me. Right here.
Tell us why. She ready to tell us why, too.
See what had happened was.
Stand up so we can see your cheating.
Oh, that's what I tried to say.
Hey, everybody. Fix my dress real
But you know the story about the be juicy when it happened, when it started with
one of
See what had happened was.
Let me tell y'all. So, how much time y'all got? No, just kidding. So, I was with a dude. Matter of fact, we was married.
Talking to the mic.
I'm sorry,
you know how.
I don't want to be too loud. You know I'm Puerto Rican. I could be hella loud. How loud y'all want to be?
Do it.
Anyways, so I was with a guy for 4 years. We got married. And he went on a 9-month deployment. Let me find out. He liked white girls. A Latina wasn't kicking it for him. So, when I found out he got old chick pregnant...
Damn.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
That's not cheating. That's a get back.
That's revenge.
I feel like y'all wasn't together.
I took him back. I took him back, like the loving wife I was. And then I met Justin.
Wait, you were married? Damn.
Yeah, they were married.
I was married. And then I met Justin. And Justin.
Cha-cha-cha.
This man
just put it in.
Fuck a marriage. And then ever since, it was Justin.
Come on, Justin.
You know what I'm saying?
Just
how it was. Like, I felt like I had to get what he got. I had to live my best life, too. I mean, I wasn't in Dubai, but I was in Virginia living my best life. I can tell you that
okay.
for sure.
Did you get pregnant?
Virginia's
okay.
for lovers.
Okay.
Huh? Did it make you feel better?
It's it.
Okay.
It's it. You know,
was the sex amazing?
It was, girl, 4 years amazing.
Good. Because there's nothing worse than when you cheat and the sex is whack.
Nah, then I'll be like, it won't be worth it.
Your pussy.
It won't be worth it.
Hey, can I have my pussy back? But by the way, that doesn't count if that happens.
Yeah, that doesn't count if you cheat since the sex is whack. Like, that doesn't
Keep it to
count.
Yourself. All right. So we just wanted to get, is there a guy who cheated? I just want to hear what the guy's reason, because it feels like.
We got a girl that said right here, right here.
She's the one that I've been saying give the mic to.
Why you cheat, brother black man?
Oh, I already know.
Because I was tired of the bullshit. That's why I cheated. And I don't feel bad either. It was fun as
Damn.
Fuck. I felt a rush. It was exciting and renewing. And I would do it again. Ladies, you look beautiful tonight. Have a great show.
That's our bae right there.
No. He kept the real though.
It was a rush and I'll do it again. Cha-cha-cha. All right, so men and women do cheat for different reasons. All right, so we are going to get the show started. First of all, I want to give a big shout out to our DJ, DJ TJ. Hey. She is amazing, fresh out of college, by the way, and she's been DJing since she was super young. Didn't y'all like how she knew all them throwback songs and everything? So she's an amazing DJ.
You know
so
I do what I do. Come on now.
Okay. Hey. Give them your Instagram, too, so people can follow you, because we're about to blow her up, too.
Are y'all ready? It's a complicated. I'm sorry. But it's underscore DJ underscore underscore TJ. Y'all
that
got it?
That's not so complicated.
DJ one more time. Underscore,
one more time. Underscore,
underscore
DJ underscore underscore TJ. Hey, Troy.
Okay.
Oh, you right. Got fans, bitch?
Yeah, come on now.
I know that's right.
She got fans in the front row, all right?
I just want to say, this would have been an amazing place for a lot more guys to come out to, because I see a lot of women in the building.
Every live show is always a bunch of single girls.
Ladies, make some noise.
That was really weak, but I see
damn, ladies, that's all they said. Ladies, make some noise.
Place to meet girls. Y'all know why guys don't come, because they scared of the truth.
Oh,
that's true. You ever get an argument with a guy with your boyfriend, and as soon as you bring up something violent that like makes you look good in the argument, he want to just not talk to you anymore, or like end the conversation or hang up on you because they can't stand the truth.
All right, well, we're here for the truth tonight, right? So we have one of our favorite couples, and you might have seen them on lip service already. Are they up here? Because I can't see shit. There's lights all in our eyes.
I can't see them. Are they? Nope, not yet.
Oh, they're not?
We got the 1 minute.
They probably having sex in the green
room.
They
might be. I'm going to ask them when they get up here.
Oh,
maybe.
Wow.
What you into, know. Girl?
She like to watch.
You want
to
see? Little voyeurism going on in the corner?
Any of y'all ever got caught having sex on camera?
On camera?
Like on an elevator, there was a surveillance camera.
Oh, surveillance camera, no.
Gigi like, no, but on purpose camera, yes.
I was about to tell a story. It's not story time yet, not yet. Not
What's
yet.
Your story, G?
Oh, man. We ain't got enough time.
That many tapes?
Yeah. No, but my story is that there was once upon a time when I was having sex with somebody's man.
Damn.
I said once upon a time.
That's story time for real. Once upon a time.
And
not long ago.
I was
exactly. No. That's what I thought when she said that. I ain't want to go.
So
you say it's so funny.
Now this is how old I'm showing my age. Well, y'all already know I just turned 40. Hold on. Yay. Y'all heard about the extravaganza, right? Okay. So I was dealing with this guy who had a woman, and we recorded ourselves, and it was on a VHS tape.
Oh yeah, you know that was a long
it's
time
a
ago.
DVD.
Oh, what?
In the 90s.
I never
this
heard
was
of
in
that.
The 90s. It was
wow.
In the 90s.
It was on so an 8-track.
She popped the tape in and saw
what?
And saw us having sex.
So where's the tape now?
Oh Lord.
Oh God.
Oh, she destroyed it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, good.
She destroyed
okay, good, good.
It. Now that was me.
Yeah, she destroyed it.
I would have had copies made. We would have been on X videos right now.
Well, you know
damn,
what?
He
ended
evil.
Up I ended up getting pregnant by him. That's my daughter's father.
Oh.
And let me tell y'all, so it gets even better. So right, the plot thickens. So they were together. I knew they were together. She went to the same high school as one of my best friends, and I used to get out earlier than they did, so I would leave my school and drive over to her school to pick her up. She was dealing with his homeboy, and that's how me and him hooked up. But I knew he had a girlfriend. I knew she went to the school. So fast forward, I get pregnant by him. She doesn't know who his daughter's mother is. She just knows that he has a baby by some girl. He passed away, unfortunately, 5 days after my sister's birthday, and she found out that I, the girl from the tape, was the baby's mother at the funeral.
No.
Damn. Y'all made me feel so bad.
Damn, Gigi. I ain't never hear this story, y'all.
Me either.
I'm not going to lie.
This was a first.
I'm going back to my original
wow.
seat.
Wow. For some reason, all of Gigi's sex stories have to do with somebody dying.
Yo, I know. What the fuck? No. I did not kill my daughter's father. Don't
you're a black widow.
There's always a funeral.
Wow.
No.
Right.
That went from cha-cha-cha to a date.
Well, on that note, let's bring out a happily married couple.
Woo!
Devel and Kadeen Ellis!
He deserves it because you're perfect. Baby, baby, you're the perfect guy to compliment your tits. Yeah. Hey!
Ride that pony, okay?
Up and down, you know what it is. Concentrate, baby.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Hey. See, that's what married folks do.
We just want to know if y'all was fucking in the green room.
Possibly.
Okay.
Really?
Wait, y'all see how short that skirt is, right?
You know. But the ponytail is long, though.
Yes. I thought you were on the keto diet. You're drinking?
This is keto alcohol.
Okay.
Keto alcohol.
Something like that.
Yes.
You're supposed to pass it off like a smoothie.
Kadeen, you need a drink?
I would love one, actually.
I got you.
Right.
Got. We got you, girl.
You know, we everything
we got
in the green
Duce.
Room.
We okay, got Duce works. And lemonade.
That some? Works. Gigi, hook it up, please.
We already know. Gigi hooks it up.
She only gets two drinks. Because if she goes past two, she's going to fall asleep
I'm
in the
on
car.
1.5, so let's get through this show.
I need her awake.
Let's get through this
when
show.
When we get home Where's so I can family? Grab this ponytail.
Hey, what's
okay.
up?
Where my brother at?
Okay, Alice gang. Now, listen, since we started off talking about drinks, one of the girls up here just had an incident recently where they actually threw up in the middle of sex. Wow. But then they just kept going. Who do you think it was?
Steph.
What?
Was that you, Steph?
Why? Why has to be me? No question of it, whether it was one of them.
You were guilty. Oh, you
looked
had that
a little
look
guilty.
Like, no, I said that. Mentioned it. I'm like, damn, I just told her this in the bag.
That's
I just told her this. You can't Wait, tell her nothing.
So what happened, Steph? Happened?
Like, this is so embarrassing.
Oh, through your nose, too? Projectile?
Nah, that's what happened. Like, it came in my mouth, and it went through my nose, and
oh, no.
I just swallowed it.
Yes,
and it
ma'am.
Like,
that's
yes, gross. Ma'am.
Oh, oh, oh.
Yes, ma'am.
Did he know?
We kept going. We kept going.
Did he know?
Okay.
Were you giving him?
I told him. I said it. But he didn't. It didn't get on the bed or
he
anything.
He was drunk, too?
I swallowed it. I don't know. I don't think he was as drunk as me. I get drunk off of two cups like her.
Were you giving head? What happened? Gag
no,
reflex?
No. We were fucking and
oh.
it just happened.
Oh.
That's what happened.
And listen, a little vomit is
I
not going to stop a guy.
No, that's
man.
Not stopping me.
Mm-mm.
Right. I'm
yeah,
not stopping
no, but
at all.
It didn't get on the bed or anything.
No.
It was like in my nose. I could smell it.
But if
so
he
bad.
Can't smell it,
y'all
he not
yeah,
no,
damn
but
bougie.
I was like, babe, I was like, do you smell it? He's like, no.
Nope.
So I'm like, I smell it. It's in my nose.
All right, so, Devel, you said a little vomit won't stop you. What about a little blood?
Y'all been together too long for you not to run a red light.
So this is the thing, right? I can't see blood on my dick. Like, I'm like a hypochondriac. One time I almost passed out because, like, we was doing it, and then... You know how you can smell the iron?
I was
in my joint, like I was like, and then I was like, when your period supposed to come? And she was like, maybe sometime today. So then she turned the light on, and I saw blood on my dick, and I was like, oh.
It was damn. A rat. He has such like, a weak stomach, like he can't.
I was like, get the rag, get the rag, get it off me now.
Everybody know about that rag. You know about that rag on the bedside? Y'all all got the rag? Everybody
on the bedside. That you keep
bedside
there
rag.
Or you bring it with you when y'all about to do something?
Right, and then after. Okay.
It just be there. It just be there sometimes.
Nah, that's weird.
Is it?
It just be there.
Why not kids? You just can't clean or not. Around.
We just
but,
gotta,
but they're married, sure so they're used to having it.
The issue is making sure our kids don't get to the rag.
Right. That's what I mean. You might forget and think it's a clean rag, and you're like, oh shit, it's stiff as hell.
Baby nose running.
No. I did a video about that, right? Because Jackson used to go into the cabinet and get the clean rags to do flag football.
Right.
So Jackson comes in one day, and he got the rags sitting in his belt. And I'm like, yo, what'd I tell you about getting the clean rags? He's like, but these ain't clean, though.
No.
And I was like, what you mean they not clean? He was like, I got them right by the side of your bag.
No.
I was
no.
like, yo, yo.
No,
I told y'all
not. Stay out of my room.
Rag right now.
Stay out of my
Yo,
room.
Yo, I pulled the rag out. The shit didn't even move.
Oh,
it was like stiff. Starch. It was stiff. It was stiff like starch.
You see?
And then he was like, what you use those for?
I was
for?
Like, go wash your hands.
Yeah. Washing. You'll take a whole shower.
Daddy is sweaty. I sweat in my sleep.
I gotta wipe my sweat.
Throw the whole kid.
Then I wipe my forehead with the rag. And Kate was looking at me like, you wiped your forehead with? I said, hey, there's more than enough of this stuff been all over the place.
You like, it's my stuff.
It's, you know, it's mine. What I'm saying? I got to sacrifice for my kids, you know?
Now, listen. Okay, so now let's say you guys are in bed. Kadeen, I'm sure you swallow, spit sometimes. Can you kiss him without brushing your teeth after that?
Absolutely not.
Pause.
Like, he literally...
Why?
He literally looks at me like...
What is that called? That's a snowball.
I'm like, it's yours.
No, that's
yours,
when you put it there, when you exchange it from your mouth to
him. Oh, that's a snowball?
Okay. Yeah.
She swallowed it. Not like she's going to spit it in your mouth, but it's gone, but...
No.
He's worried about remnants, residue.
No.
Nah.
No, not at all.
I'm kissing mine.
No, not at all.
You're not curious what you taste like?
Not at all. I don't know what y'all are into up here on this couch. But I am not interested in that.
No.
That's all her. She got it. I love her.
That's the difference between men and women, because we don't mind tasting ourselves.
Right.
Because y'all taste good. Y'all taste good. No, I
don't. You don't think you do?
I don't think I taste good.
So why do you think she would want to suck your dick if you don't think it tastes good?
See, because...
Because?
It's a scientific fact.
You always got a scientific fact to everything.
My cum tastes good to her.
Okay.
And
okay.
She tried to kiss me one time before, and I was like, bow. See this right here?
He usually hits me right on the forehead.
I'll be like, yo.
I try
chill.
To play with him knowing that he doesn't like it, so I'll go in for the kiss, and he'll be like, bow.
I'm like, nah.
She don't want that keto cum.
I'll be like, nah.
That's the worst time.
Exactly. Why don't want keto cum?
Keto cum.
Maybe if I wasn't on this keto
but
diet.
But it's not, look, all cum does not taste good.
It all doesn't.
If y'all his cum tastes funny, you gotta cut him off.
Yeah, send him to the doctor. If his
something's not right,
out, send him to the doctor.
He not eating right. He not drinking water.
He has a disease.
Dehydrated.
Some vitamins.
Dehydrated.
Didn't she say something that you always say to me?
What's that?
When I work out a lot and I'm not hydrated, she always tell me, like, you taste bitter.
Yeah. Salty.
So I try to drink a lot of coconut water.
Yes, to make that thing
because I be thinking about her.
I appreciate you for that, DeVal. Thank you.
You're such
be
a sweet.
I do this to you. Coconut water, you know?
As he sips on the Douce.
Right.
Douce coconut water.
Right. Come to taste like Douce probably isn't bad.
But he was eating mad meat downstairs. Pause.
No.
He was eating mad meat downstairs.
Well, you know, it's like Henny dick, Douce dick. It's a little stronger.
Right.
So let him keep drinking. Y'all might have a hell of a night.
Oh,
yeah, you want the bottle?
Let me just make sure I check for my IUD strings first. Because ain't nobody trying to have no more babies. So I'm going to check for my strings first.
You know, that's how we got pregnant the second time. We were having sex, and I was like, yo, something ain't right. I could feel your IUD. She's like, you're not supposed to feel that. I said, oh, I could feel it. And then she was like, I think I might as well take it out because I want to have a baby. And then she took it out. Bing! Pregnant.
Damn.
Knocked that shit right out.
Facts.
Are you craving flavor and refreshment this summer? Pick up one of the three flavors of Bud Light Chelada, original, extra lime, and the newest member of the family, mango. Bud Light Chelada is the perfect drink for drinking at brunch, on the beach, or just hanging out with friends in the sun. The original Chelada brings you the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light with the rich signature taste of a Clamato tomato cocktail. This distinctive blend delivers a flavor that truly refreshes. The Chelada extra lime delivers a citrusy spin on the classic Chelada flavor, and the Chelada mango brings a tropical touch to a summertime favorite. To best enjoy your Chelada, gently rotate the chill can once before pouring. Then pour over ice and garnish with a slice of lime, some celery or mango, salt the rim of your glass, or add a dash of hot sauce for even more kick. Pick up a Bud Light Chelada today and learn more at BudLight.com. Perfect for all those day parties that we love. Bud Light Chelada, flavor that refreshes. MAC Powder Kiss Lipstick is the moisture matte lipstick of your dreams. It's matte reinvented. MAC's new matte formula feels weightless, instantly hydrates, and doesn't dry out your lips. It was originally developed as a backstage trend for a soft matte look, so it's backstage tested and artist approved. Many other matte lipsticks are drying, but the Powder Kiss Lipstick is where matte meets moisture. The velvety soft matte colors glide on effortlessly, providing instant long-term hydration that doesn't dry out your lips. So you get the zero shine smooth look of a matte lipstick with the lightweight feel of a balm. The Powder Kiss Lipstick comes in 24 gorgeous colors with a wide range of pinks, nudes, reds, and plums to complement any skin tone. The weightless, cushiony texture of the Powder Kiss Lipstick is the perfect way to amplify your look this spring. Now, you know I love a good bright color, and I always prefer matte over anything else. Right now, my favorite shade, because I got a little tan, is Fall in Love. Trust me, you'll see me posting those pictures in Bermuda with my Fall in Love MAC Powder Kiss Lipstick. Get into a totally new lip experience with the Powder Kiss Lipstick. Head to your nearest MAC location to meet your matte today or shop at maccosmetics.com. Now listen, I saw you talking about curfews.
Yes.
So, if you're in a relationship or you're married, should you have a curfew? Is there a certain time that your man
What's
needs
the consensus out there?
Somebody got their hand up. She like, fuck it.
There was a very strong yes right here.
Right here. It was over here somewhere. It came from this way.
What's the curfew, though?
No.
See, that was one of the questions that came up on our podcast on a listener letter, right? Who are you looking for?
I can't even see. But it's like 95% women in here.
Yes.
Ain't no man agreeing to no curfew, bro.
Do you want to call it a curfew, though? Because this, okay. It's about the name. It's about the word.
An appropriate time that you should have your ass in the house.
Nah. All right, let's be honest,
you
right?
You can't stroll in the house at 3 a.m.
Every single night?
Not every single night.
That's
absolutely not.
But let's be honest, right?
Oh, y'all not fucking with this shit, huh?
Hold on.
Y'all like, because it's this motherfucker, you feel me?
Come out. Let's be honest, right? We talk about New York nightlife, right?
Okay.
Nobody gets into the club until after 12:30.
That's a
fact. So how the fuck am I supposed to be home before 3 o'clock? I just got to the club at 1. It takes me 40 minutes to get home. So what am I doing? I'm going to walk in the club. Gotta go. No.
Curfew.
No, I'm out.
I guess it's relative. I mean, I wouldn't call it a curfew, but be in communication with me. Like, you shouldn't be out till 3, 4, 5 in the morning.
I agree.
And I don't hear from you.
Then I'm worried.
I need to be texting. I need to be FaceTiming. I need all that.
Because guess what? If you do it, we already know what's going to happen.
Right.
I tell my man all the time, lead by example. Okay?
And plus, we're also worried, right? Because we don't know if we're mad or worried. Like, I'm mad, but what if something happens?
But at the same, exactly.
So I don't want to send a fucked up text message.
How I know a cop can pull you over and tried some shit with you.
Right, so I would have been Google searching his name. Like, is he in jail? Because this motherfucker ain't
find my iPhone. All that.
I am so happy.
Find my
iPhone.
See if
a bitch tagged him on Instagram.
With a lot of women, right? Talking about communication, right?
What happened?
With my wife sitting right here talking about being in communication with me, right? This motherfucker here does not text or call ever. I'm always just first of all, Uber drivers be out here kidnapping motherfuckers.
That's true.
Uber drivers be doing all sorts of shit.
It's a safety concern. I get it.
It is, right?
I get it.
So how come you don't communicate? It's the accent sometimes you forget, right?
You know what I mean? It's sometimes you get there and you're at your spot and you're just like, oh, I'm in the mix and I didn't
somebody
know,
said
oh,
that's
shit,
true.
I forgot. Like, you
so if your
moving.
Man don't text you, the first you're going to be like, bitch, this nigga cheating. Meet me at the house. We going to the club to get this nigga cheating. Y'all not doing
definitely
that?
Going
and that
to
bitch
the club.
Too. And that bitch
that's
too.
Yeah.
I will pull up to the club
them,
real quick.
Real
like,
quick.
Where we partying
you
at?
You see that? You see? You see that? It ain't right.
The best is when your girl is in the club and they're like, your man in here.
Huh. No, that's not happening because I'm there too.
I took a picture of him. Here
I'm here too. I'm standing right behind him.
I'm standing right behind him. You ain't see me?
Okay, so now, Sabal, what if Kadeen tells you, I don't really want you to go to the club tonight. Stay home with me.
We fuck it?
That's the first question. He's like, so what are you doing?
No, I mean, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be honest. Like, we don't really get to spend a lot of time together because we have the kids. And you have friends, you grow up with your friends, but if your wife, the person you're supposed to spend the rest of your life with, is like, babe, I just want you to spend time with me. As a man, you're like, all right, let's, you know, yo, I can't go. Like, I just can't go. My wife want to spend time with me, so.
He's good about that. He's good about that.
Somebody's booing.
Whoever boo ain't married, nigga.
But,
you married?
But.
You ain't married, nigga.
But I will say it is very necessary, though, to have our alone time. Like, go out with your boys. Go out with your brother. Go out with your friends.
Right.
Like, have fun.
Miss
do
me.
That. Like, miss me a little bit.
And,
yes.
And
then come home.
Do guys really miss us when they
okay.
go out?
They better.
Do y'all really miss us when you go out?
Absolutely.
Not. Absolutely
like
not.
When I go
the
out,
sarcasm.
Sometimes I'm out and I'm just like,
I miss my
these
wife.
These strippers are just not
they
doing
don't give
it.
A fuck.
You know,
I miss
like,
my
I
wife.
Gotta
you
go home.
Lie.
I gotta go home, guys, because I miss my wife. And then I run home and we like cuddle. You know, sometimes we do that.
You're such a damn liar. He's more liable to come home and be like, you know what? I seen this girl do this thing.
Can you do
leg,
that?
Her leg was like up here and then one butt cheek was jumping on the side.
That should be hype.
Oh, okay. That's hot, what you want me to try now. And then I'll be doing that. And I just
be like, I'll be doing that. I'll be doing that.
That's old. All right. All right. That's old. Yeah. I saw that last week on Pornhub. Whatever.
Now, let me ask you this. You guys have been together for so long, right? Do you have members of the opposite sex that you confide in, like that's not relatives, but do you have like a male friend that you can confide in, and do you have a female friend that you can confide in?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
Do I know her?
What? Exactly.
Do I know her? Because if she's not at this little circle with our family and friends here, then where is she at?
Son, first of all.
Son.
First of all, Angelie set me up.
Right? That's what she do. You
that
learn
is
it.
What she does. Yeah. Ain't no set up. Y'all know that's what she does.
Now,
inquiring minds want to know.
Can I answer the question?
Wanna know.
We want to know.
Can I answer the question now?
All right.
I'm going to answer the question.
Mm-hmm.
If you really respect your woman, you...
Perfect you see how timing.
You see how he had to massage that first, right? He had to massage it.
I don't like the little side chatter.
Massage it.
Like the peanut gallery. The peanut gallery.
If you really respect your woman and you're seeking advice to be a better version of yourself, you don't ask your friends for advice. They're men.
Woo.
You have to ask women.
Come on, slow clap.
Go ahead, slow clap.
Stop. Say it again. You shouldn't ask nobody.
A lot of times when I'm asking, for example, this is true, I'm like, yo, tell me if I'm wrong about this. And sometimes she'll be like, yeah, nigga, you wrong.
But who are you asking? Feels this,
I'll give you an example, my ear. Would you have a problem with me talking to Maya?
Because you like, you know, I like Maya though.
But
she's friend too. She's my friend too.
But she's a woman. She's okay. A woman.
Okay.
She got a vagina.
How do you know?
No. Nah, but
he know he got like one. He got like one. I don't really care for. So I was waiting for you to call her name, but whatever. Don't call her name.
Listen, I've learned early. I cannot ask my friends for advice about my wife. Son, these niggas don't know. They don't know how a woman
feels. You shouldn't ask other women either.
Why not?
If you have an issue, you should come to your wife, and that's it.
But
it's just y'all. It's nobody else. Y'all.
But
and your
I
kids.
Do feel
that's
like
it
is important to ask for. Sometimes you need somebody to talk to vent to.
I need perspective.
It got to be a family member.
Not
it can't
woman.
Be no bitch that ain't got the
Unless
same
it's
blood
your mother,
as you.
Maybe your mother or your sister.
You.
As
no,
you.
I speak to her sister.
Yeah, that
I
works.
I do that.
A sister works.
The Jacksons got family that got the same brother, same wife.
Listen.
I don't even trust that. Talk to your sister.
What?
Okay. You know the Jacksons got
Tito and them got the same baby mama. Yes.
And they brothers.
Wow.
So the nephews is brothers and cousins.
Your majesty and them is cousins.
Don't talk to my
sister.
Talk to your sister.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm with Stephanie.
Uncle Daddy.
I don't talk to nobody really about anything. I don't really.
So you don't have any guy friends, Kadeem?
I do. I do have one from like high school. He's our son's godfather.
Look at he about to have a heart attack.
Peanut gallery. What?
Peanut gallery. Stop.
You see the double standard?
You know my good friend.
You see the double standard?
My good friend.
You see the double standard?
My good friend from high school, and he's one person who I'll talk to, but I feel like Steph does. I feel like if we have an issue, we are very open about communication, so we just talk to each other about it.
We have an issue.
And a lot of times, too, I feel like when you... Did I shut up, Danelle? Anyway, like I was saying, if we have an issue, I want to deal with it head on, the two of us. And a lot of times, too, when you come to people for advice, they're jaded by what may be going on in their life.
Right.
They're jaded
right.
by their own experiences. So I don't necessarily want that. Sometimes I want to vent. And if I do want to
vent,
I can just vent and let it go.
Right.
I'm not asking for your advice. But
all right,
that's
now.
Me.
That's right.
Yo, is so mad about that. All right, so now let me ask you this. We're going to play a little game.
Oh, I love it.
And we're going to do some of this with Trina as well. Is it cheating if?
Yes.
If you had to ask that, then clearly.
Yes.
Don't look at that bitch with your cheating ass.
Clearly.
You looked at her, cheetah.
All right.
So is it cheating if?
Yes. She said yes, too.
His ex texts him. Hey, I hope you're good. I miss you. And he says,
I miss you. Yes.
Oh, no.
But is that cheating?
Come on, Wu-Tang.
But wait, what does he reply? What's the reply? What is
he
the
says,
reply?
Wait, he just picked up her drink.
That's what's important.
He just picked up her drink.
Give me a refill. Give me a
tongue. Angela, what's the reply? Go.
So she texts you, hey, hope you're good. I miss you. And he texts back, I'm good. I miss you too.
What?
Oh,
no.
Oh, so now we missing bitches now. No. Now we missing bitches now. Oh.
What?
Oh, my God.
Not acceptable. Because I wouldn't like that shit done to me. So, yeah, no.
But is that cheating?
I ain't doing that.
It's cheating, yes.
Hell, yeah.
I guess there's levels to that stuff.
Oh, it's cheating.
Audience, what y'all think? Is it cheating?
It's cheating.
Show of hands.
It's cheating.
Like, what? You miss what?
It could be inappropriate, but that doesn't mean it's cheating.
Just the
same. It's a red flag.
You just got in trouble.
Fellas, I'm gonna be 100% honest, yo. This is full honesty.
Full honesty.
Once you get married, do not respond to a woman you had sex with.
Once you get married, everything you do is cheating.
Do not respond to a woman you had sex with.
You're actually blocked.
Once you get married, change your number.
Block her.
What's the problem?
Can't win that. You can't win
block
that.
Block her.
Why not?
That's for her own safety. That's for her own safety. I'll say that.
What's the computer shit? Cap, alt, delete. Get that shit out of here.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. So you guys think that is categorized as cheating or is it just inappropriate?
No, it's not cheating. It's inappropriate.
Okay, is it cheating if, and somebody actually sent this in, is it cheating if he jerks off on a girl's ass but doesn't fuck her?
Who are these people I talk to?
What are we doing?
Why is his dick out? Why are they alone?
The fact that they are alone,
that's cheating. Why is his dick out? They didn't have sex, but that's cheating. Sorry.
Technically.
No.
How did we get here, folks?
No cha-cha-cha.
Scientifically.
No. How did we get here?
Girl. Right. You cheated to get to that point, nigga. You're cheating.
You have a relationship where you feel like you could do that. So, yeah.
What if it's in the strip club?
What?
He's not in the strip club.
First of all, wait.
If it's transactional, then technically.
Nah. First of all. You're not pulling your dick out in the strip club. So. Ain't no sex in the champagne room. Y'all heard what Chris Rock said.
We just said it's not sex. He just jerked
up. That's cheating, boo.
Please, that's what the champagne room is for.
He's paying for it.
That's cheating, boo.
That's even worse. You fucking another bitch and you paying her to fuck. Some kind of way, even if you fucking your hand, you might as well just fuck her.
She getting paid.
Damn. You might as well fuck her. That's cheating.
Women don't make no sense.
Why?
What if the girl lets the guy jerk off on her butt cheek?
Right.
Is it cheating?
Give us your
explanation. If the girl is in a relationship and she's
has a boyfriend.
First of all,
I don't want to have sex.
She out with Andre and she let Andre come on her ass.
I'm dying to see where this is going.
Cheating.
First of all, this question is a setup.
It's definitely a setup.
You can't even answer this question without being a cheater. So I'm not even going there. But what you said was you'd rather jerk off and if you pay for a chick and you fuck her, that's worse. I thought women said if you know her and there's emotional connection, that's worse.
That's bad too.
Which one is it?
You giving away our money, that's bad.
No, it's
you giving away our emotions, that's bad. Either way, it's bad. Don't put your dick in your pants or in me. The end.
Come out. Ask DeVal's wife, what's worse?
Time out.
Absolutely.
Time out.
Absolutely. Time out.
The man said time out.
Time out. Why all of these situations? Got the nigga in a fucked up situation. Like, bitches don't cheat. Bitches cheat every day.
Listen,
niggas put themselves in bad situations
every day, B. Let me ask a question. You at All Star Weekend.
Now he trying to take Angela's job.
Jerk off on your ass. Is that cheating?
It's cheating.
And she probably got paid too.
Listen, the only person that's winning at the strip club is the stripper, okay? Because she getting paid and she ain't had to do shit, okay?
Y'all not gonna set me up here, man. I'm trying to have sex tonight.
It's cheating.
I am cutting it's off cheating. These drinks.
You might just jerk off on her ass tonight, Nessie.
That too, you know.
That
hey,
is that not gonna happen.
Okay, okay, one last
I got married.
One last one. Is it cheating if, you know how they be having those chatterbait websites where you go online and you can watch people and chat with like porn stars and ask them to do, is that cheating?
I never experienced that, but no.
That's
no,
virtual.
That's not
he
cheating.
Said, what's
virtual.
On the chatter? What is it?
No.
Chatterbox.
Paris,
no.
Paris put us on to Chatterbox.
No. I'm not going to lie. Paris
shout out
the
to
way.
Paris on that no. Chatterbox.
She was like, Chatterbox. No.
Chatterbait, not Chatterbox.
Oh, same
that's
shit.
That's you.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
First and foremost.
L'Oreal's a Chatterbox.
I am.
Chatterbait.
So the fuck what?
I think guidelines are set up individually between each relationship. Mm-hmm. So there are certain guidelines in every relationship that you're allowed to do this or you're allowed to do that. As a society, we can't set a precedent for everybody else's relationship because if they don't feel that that's cheating, then we can't tell them you should be upset about that if the two of them agree that that's okay.
We're asking you.
Well,
I, hello.
Oh, you're asking me?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, I kind of like to go by the rule of if it was done to me, would I feel away? And I got caught like that before. Mm-hmm. I got caught like that before.
How?
Engaging in conversation with somebody that I would not have liked to find my husband engaged in conversation
where
with.
Where all the women at? Where all
the... Where's the kind of
guy
right
now? Javale, sit down. Because you ain't scot-free too, so sit down.
Javale, yours,
I didn't, being I didn't honest.
Say, yours is worse,
I,
all right?
I didn't say I was scot-free, but the peanut gallery, every time I say something, I be like, yeah, nigga.
She owned it, right? You're the only
she
guy
owned her shit.
I'm owning my shit. I'm being honest. I got caught in a situation where I was doing things that, if it was done to me, I would have had a problem with. So,
now why you were said, you why? Why were you doing it?
Well,
what had happened was
it was at a point where we were several years into our relationship and certain things we were going through some issues. You know what I mean? And he wasn't altogether there. I wasn't altogether there. And you know, yes.
Hey.
And it happened.
Hey.
It happened.
You see
and
how?
And then, yes,
but
it
listen.
Happened. And then we figured it out and we decided and made the choice to be here. But the thing is, we were honest about what transpired.
Time out.
I gave him the choice to decide if he time wanted out. To be here or not. And
time
he's
out.
Here.
There's only 5% of dudes in here. So I got to speak
I see
for the
a lot
dude.
Of guys.
I see a lot of guys.
Well,
I see a lot of guys.
I to get my thought out.
Gentlemen,
first.
Gentlemen.
Make some noise.
Gentlemen.
Come on, y'all. There's some bad guys in here. That's what I'm talking about.
Bad guys.
There we go. The fellas is in the building.
This
yes.
This is what's going to happen, all right? I'm going to be 100% honest. You got me. That's what I'm talking about, baby. You got me.
You're my
stop,
brother,
that's your
though.
Table.
But that's my brother. I
that
think
doesn't count.
Oh,
that's your brother.
That's your brother. Yeah.
He got me.
He's just kidding.
There
he is
double, there is a double standard in life, right? There are certain things that women in relationships will do that if you do, they're going to be like, nah, you can't do that. But they'll do it and be okay. All right?
Like what?
All the time.
Like what?
For example. For example, this situation. For example, this situation. Her and I were in a relationship since we were 18 years old, right? We were in a relationship since we were 18 years old. We get to our mid-20s, we weren't really feeling each other, but we didn't know how to exist without each other. So while trying to figure out our 20s and trying to figure out, she was texting guys, I was texting girls.
Hey, guy.
Oh, my bad. You were texting the guy.
I wasn't text-thotting, all right?
All right. You weren't text-thotting. You weren't text-thotting.
One.
But you were having inappropriate conversations with the dude.
I was.
Right?
Yes.
I was having inappropriate conversations
with several
with
women.
Woman.
Several.
A or
allegedly.
So many women. Or a few.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
It
now,
was a woman. It was
I
a
hate now, that word.
Now, it was
you can't allegedly yourself if it happened.
Angela, goddamn it, Angela. But the funny thing is, she wouldn't own up to the fact that it was wrong until it happened to her. And I'll give you another example. Facebook. We were in college when Facebook first came out, right? Facebook first
he
comes out.
He bringing up this old ass Facebook
on.
Story. This shit
I'm
was
a,
like, we was like
I'm,
19.
I'm a college athlete.
He can't
division.
Let go of this Facebook story.
Y'all gonna be 80. He's gonna be like, Facebook,
when y'all hear
Facebook
this story,
story,
when y'all hear this story, y'all gonna laugh. All right, I'm a D1 football player.
Oh, boy.
I scored 3 touchdowns in the game. One of the chicks go, good game, DeVal. She goes, oh, you got these hoes.
That's
all
right.
All sending you messages.
Oh, that's my right. God, yes.
Right? But she's the resident director of C Square. Basketball player scores 30 points.
He
good
was
game.
My resident. He was my resident.
That's different.
I'm you with see her. What I'm saying?
It's different.
Y'all see what I'm
it's
saying?
It's different.
Gentlemen,
it's definitely different.
That was my draw.
This is what we go through, gentlemen.
That was my. It's like.
Gentlemen,
it's like the stripper in the strip club with the whole nothing on the ass. Like, I was the stripper. I'm the resident assistant doing my job.
Oh, so you a stripper now?
I'm trying to make the correlation.
Gentlemen, they willing to say whatever to justify the bullshit that they do to us, that if we do it, they find fault with it. I'm not going to let it happen, bro. I'm not letting
it
happen.
But about these women on Facebook, were they working for the team?
No.
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 No. Okay. One of them didn't even go to the school.
That's
she was a
mere
a fan.
Technicality.
She was
you don't
a fan.
Even go here.
Exactly.
That is
she
a
was
mere
a fan.
Technicality.
She was a fan.
Support for today's show comes from Scentbird. With Scentbird, I found a way to mix up my fragrance routine without breaking the bank. Whether it's Tom Ford, Gucci, Dolce & Gabbana, or Versace, Scentbird.com keeps me smelling good month after month. You know what's great about it? It's so easy to travel with. You know, I use carry-on a lot. Sometimes I'm away for just one night or two nights. And thanks to Scentbird, I can bring my favorite fragrances with me anywhere I go. Scentbird is a luxury fragrance subscription service for perfumes and colognes. You can choose a cologne or perfume that you want to try from more than 450 designer brands, and they'll send you a 30-day supply. That's 120 sprays, enough to apply more than four times daily for a month. And with an exclusive offer for just our listeners, you can get 50% off your first month today. That's only $7.50 for your first fragrance. Just go to scentbird.com/lipservice and use my code lipservice for 50% off your first month. That's scentbird, S-C-E-N-T bird.com/lipservice, offer code lipservice, and get your first perfume or cologne for just $7.50. Sign on, smell amazing. Jemele has a new Spotify original podcast called Jemele Hill is Unbothered. Honest, unbothered, unfiltered opinions on news, pop culture, politics, and sports from Jemele Hill. New episodes every Monday and Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. The podcast guest list will also include some of the biggest names in culture and entertainment. Past guests already have included T.I., Charles Barkley, Cat Williams, Soledad O'Brien, Charlamagne, Common, and Meta World Peace. Listen to Jemele Hill is Unbothered only on Spotify. So let me ask you this. Now that you guys are the Ellises and you have your YouTube and social yes. media following and your doing podcast. Big things, does it bother you when women leave comments on his page now or when men leave comments on her page?
Not at all.
Not at all. I actually all. Honestly feel that way. And it's funny because I feel like people have gained such a respect for us that they're just like, they don't even want to like pictures of him with his shirt off or if he looks good in the picture. I'm just like, bro, you ain't getting no likes on that picture because
I followed you for like everyone. 2 weeks before I followed him back.
Yeah, she was like, I don't know if I should follow
that's
or not.
Fucked up.
So it's funny. People have like kind of this like respect across the board for us. I do get every now and again, though, some people sliding in my DMs. I get men and women.
Do you tell them?
I tell them. I usually show him and be like, yo, look at this.
Any of them your friends?
You know?
Nah, none of my friends. But when I see some of the, you know, the messages, I be like, yeah. Like, yo, this when you're a person, there's nothing makes you feel better than knowing that other people wants the person that you've chosen to spend the rest of your
it's
life.
True.
With.
It's true.
So
it's true.
I'm not gonna sit here and get all upset. If I was worried about her going somewhere, then it'd be an issue for me.
What if it's Drake?
Huh?
I was gonna ask that. So what if she
Drake
said
up,
the
nigga.
Same thing? But what if she said the same thing as like what Aisha Curry said?
Oh, about wanting male.
Oh, y'all had a whole how conversation about that.
Yeah, how would you feel about that?
I have no issue. I even made a post about one thing I like the most about being her husband is that I'll walk into a place, I'll let her go in first and watch guys check her out. And then walk up behind her like, yeah, nigga.
My boyfriend does the same yeah. thing.
He yeah. always sending me somewhere
my
by
boyfriend
myself.
He walks behind me on purpose so that he can watch people's reaction when I walk by.
Okay, he's Gigi. Watching that in that
all
ass,
Gigi. Gigi, no offense, but your boyfriend can't see.
Shut up.
Yeah, your boyfriend is blind. That's
his glasses is mad thick.
Shut up. I'm fucking weak. What is wrong with you?
I'm telling Angela's on you. A roll tonight,
you're getting cursed man. Out tomorrow when we get to LA because I'm telling
I'm
on so you.
No, I think it's I think it was kind of unfair. What happened to Aisha Curry? Because I think she was being honest.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
a lot of times when you're super honest, people just want to jump on the bandwagon of just bashing someone. But explain, show me one human in the
man
world,
man or woman,
who doesn't want attention from the opposite
right,
sex.
Or like craves, you know, to be desired.
That's,
no,
that's human
that.
Nature.
That is human nature. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It is.
No, that's and human that doesn't nature. Stop because you're married.
Right. Right. And you know how you walk past a bunch of guys, right? And you're like, let me cross the street because I don't want nobody to talk to me. And then you'd be like, damn, nobody talks to me. Yo.
That's the truth. He like,
they wasn't even checking for you.
Let me cross back across the street.
Let me try again. I know he about to say something.
No? No?
That's how they be posing? No?
That's how chicks be posing.
Oh, God.
Y'all drop shit across the street.
All right,
hey,
now we...
Miss Parker.
We had a listener writing this question, and I thought this would be perfect for you guys to answer. Okay, she said, I've been in a relationship for a year and a half. We have had a lot of ups and downs along the way, but never infidelity. I'm 24 and he's 27. I sometimes am not attracted to him, and I can't stand his ways of thinking, but we mostly have communication issues. I broke up with him 3 times because things don't feel right. However, sometimes I felt like I chase a fairy tale type of love, and my mom and older people say I need to be with him because it's hard to find a good man, and no man is perfect.
What?
He recently proposed to me, and I said no. Am I wrong for wanting a love that I have no doubts about, a love that makes me feel like listening to old school R&B?
This is exactly why I said I don't listen to people. Ask for advice, because grandma and ma is telling her that it's okay for you to just settle for this guy because all guys do everything. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Their grandmother and my mother is probably single anyway.
Probably.
So you can't even listen to that. You got to go with how you feel.
You actually, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
They do call it settling down.
Settling.
Is that even still a term in 2019? Ain't nobody settling for shit.
Can I answer this question? Can I answer this question?
Yes, DeBell.
First and foremost, when we listen to our grandparents, they come from a different time. Everything comes from context. They come from a time where women were probably still considered property, right? And the only way you could get out of your parents' home was to get married.
So they trying to get rid of her?
No. What happens is when...
Girl, marry him. Marry
him. When people from different generations give you advice... You have to understand where their experience comes from. You understand what I'm saying? It's the new millennium. Women have their own businesses. They have their own careers. You realistically do not have to settle for anybody. So if you think about that, you're choosing a mate that you want to live the rest of your life with. It's not about settling anymore. But that also comes with consequences. For example, all of you women up here, right? You choose men who you want to match your hustle, right? So you choose alpha men, right?
Ideally.
You choose alpha men, right?
Ideally.
Yes. You choose men who are conquerors. You choose men who go out there, make a shit ton of money, come home. Men like that aren't easy to bring in and have them come in and just be family men. People don't want to say that, but it's the truth.
You're able to do it, though.
And I'm able to do it now at 35, but when I was in my mid-20s, she said she's 24.
Oh, yeah, he's 27, right?
When you're 24, he may not even be thinking about that. And what I think what happens is a lot of times we don't give women the right advice when looking for men that they're trying to attract. You're choosing a man who works out all the time, makes six figures, you know, has a bunch of options. There's a lot of responsibility that comes with that. So when your grandmother, your mother's telling you, like, listen, you might want to settle down with this guy because he has XYZ, they're coming from a different experience. You, at that point, have to make a choice of what you want as a woman. It's not as easy as I'm looking for the fairy tale, because the fairy tale you're looking for, you might not just get that. You ain't going to find some football player or basketball player or
why
or
if that's musician, the fairy tale
or a musician.
How many? That sound like a nightmare.
Does anybody in here have a fairy tale? Does anybody in here have a fairy tale?
You're doing better.
It's the truth.
Does anybody have a fairy tale relationship in here?
No, they don't exist.
Oh, she has a fairy tale sex life.
Okay, oh. Fairy tale sex
okay,
life works.
Spill the tea. Yes.
Can I have a question? What you mean by fairy tale sex life? That's what's up. Oh. Are y'all married?
Hey, Sheena girl. Hey, girl.
Huh?
That's my friend, okay. Y'all. Shout out
see,
to Philly.
This is another thing, too. She says she don't want to be married. Everybody don't got to be married, though. No, but what I'm saying is everybody don't got to be married.
No, I'm going to be married. I'm not be married.
You aspire to him, be married though. One day.
Not him.
Hey, can you say that again? Hold on.
I said when you're having sex with someone that you know every girl in the world want to have sex with, it's the ego boost at my age.
I feel you. So she fucking God.
I want to know who
she's
on
here fucking God.
Oh my God.
Sheena, is he married?
No.
Is he in a relationship?
No.
Okay.
The reason why I thought that was important is because that's how dudes feel a lot of the times.
I'm a get what I want, do what I want type of woman.
And there's nothing wrong with that. The problem is when men think like that, women say y'all need to grow up. But the father problem of mine is that that's how men think. Oh no, I understand where you're coming from. I'm just saying it's the new millennium.
DeVal's the host with the most.
My bad.
Who else in here was it?
I fuck with your perspective though. Cause it's honest. And it's 2019 and we gotta stop acting like it's 1950 and
right.
Exactly.
Well, let's be honest.
I
want
to marry the best sex of my life, though. I'm trying to marry the best sex of my life.
Stephanie been posting her
boo. Stephanie's in love,
yes,
y'all.
I see you, Stephanie.
See
you.
Love, Stephanie. I see you.
Steph, is he giving it up in the morning?
What? In the morning?
Yeah, we had sex this morning.
Shout out to you, baby.
All right.
Is he here?
Before the gym?
No.
Yes, he is.
Stephanie, I saw
him. My boyfriend was at the last live show, and I just kept looking at him in the audience like,
I don't know where he's sitting.
So she started twerking.
My back was turned to him at that point.
It's going to happen again tonight, baby.
Who's signing up for the twerk lesson? Y'all getting on stage with me or no? Who doing it?
Somebody going to come up here and
get some drinks. Whoever twerks can have a drink with us up here, too, okay?
I'm about to pour somebody a shot right now.
It's later.
Nah,
all right, so last question, because we do have... Trina's also going to be here tonight. And you know her album, The One, is dropping.
Yes, it's coming out Friday.
There's a Fuckboys remix on there, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Angela.
Everybody, what? Why spit his drink out?
Why y'all be coming at men the way y'all be coming at men?
What? There's a Fuckboys remix on the album.
On her new album.
Because I'll be listening to you on the radio. And Jackson, my 8-year-old.
Uh-oh.
We listen to her.
I love Jackson.
We listen every morning in the car, right?
I love you too.
So my son says, Daddy, can I curse?
No.
I'm like, no. He said, well, I got a question to ask. And you told me Ellisman always tell the truth. So the only way I can tell the truth is if I curse. So I was like, you know what? Your mother's not in the car. What? He said, what's a fuckboy?
So, where did he hear that from?
I was like, it's your mother's ex-boyfriend. But
wow.
So I proceeded to explain to him what a fuckboy was.
What is a fuckboy?
What was your explanation to
him?
I'll tell you ours.
Let me hear this one, because this is the first time I'm hearing this story.
My explanation to him what a fuckboy was listen, as a man, you have a responsibility to live in your truth. If you get involved with a young lady and you're not honest with her from the very beginning about what you want, and you lead her down a different path, thinking that things are gonna end up completely different, you're a fuckboy.
Okay.
Right. That was a good one.
How many of y'all know a fuckboy? Scream out his name right now. Scream out that fuckboy's name.
Say his name. That's fucked up.
He might have paid for the ticket and he's sitting next to them, so don't say his name. The bill ain't come yet, sis. Say his name after.
But there was a follow up question though. Jackson said, so are there fuck girls? And I was like,
no.
Yes.
Of course that would be our child.
No such thing.
You never heard of a fuck girl?
That doesn't flow right.
So he's going to coin the phrase right now. Go ahead and make up a definition for a fuck girl.
You never heard of a fuck girl?
No.
Never. What's a fuck girl?
I don't know any of those. I don't engage with those.
Very simple.
Okay.
The fuck girl is the same thing as a fuck boy. They do the same exact things to dudes. They find a dude, make a dude feel like everything's gonna be perfect. Meanwhile, they fucking a bunch of other dudes, telling them the same story, getting a rich.
She's not a fuck girl. She a finesser.
Yeah. That's how you finesse.
Where the bag at?
Gentlemen, y'all see this?
She's a queen.
That's how we finesse these.
Gentlemen, y'all see this?
For real?
No.
Don't say nothing. Do what I do. Don't say nothing. Just take a mental note. Mental note.
By the way, thank God for equality. Thank God we could be fuck girls.
I agree with the fuck girl definition.
And no double standards.
I knew you were Stephanie. You want to know why? Stephanie, because you honest.
That's right. Hello.
You honest, Stephanie.
Don't let him gas you up.
You honest.
You know that.
You honest.
You're not joining the church. You're not joining the church of devout.
About you too.
And what you give him good word, right?
I did, because I had opened up my Instagram, and this was after I started following Stephanie, and it was a picture of Stephanie like this.
What?
She was like, "Damn, what is that?" I was like, whoa.
That's a bad bitch.
You know Jackson be over his shoulder.
That is Stephanie Santiago. When you're 17 years old, you'll be able to follow her.
18. That's
when you're.
Well, anyway,
kids love me though. The kids love me. Kids
Jackson,
love
me. Jackson does love you.
I'm telling you,
he's eight.
Kids love me. The kids love me.
All the kids.
I would love you too.
And by the way, we love the kids. But
yeah, we love the kids.
All right, so the last question was, is there an issue, right, or how often does this happen where maybe you give him head and get nothing in return, or you give her head and get nothing in return? Who does it more?
No, it's going all the way every single time. There's no just heads. We do for do. That's what it is.
It's
we
never just a gift.
Angela, you
no,
just said equality. Come on, sis.
No. But I'm saying every now and then it's not just a gift. Like, you had a rough day.
I mean, sometimes I'll give you a hit and then that be it. Because
sometimes she just...
The only time it's one way is if I'm on my period and he don't feel like running the red light because it's too heavy. Then I'm going to suck the dick and go to sleep.
There's nothing wrong with that, Gigi.
Yeah,
Gigi. I like sucking dick, so it's cool.
Saying there's nothing
That's
wrong
different.
With it. You know, it's a gift to both of y'all.
Do
you like doing it. He like receiving it.
But for the most part, though, sometimes I'm just like, oh, can we just get this? Like, can you just do it for me and then that be it? And he'd be like, nah, I'm ready to go. So I'm going
to
be penetrated.
You ask him to do that?
I'm going
to
be penetrated either way we look at it.
You're like, can you just eat me out?
And that's not what I wanted. Yeah.
I don't see.
How?
Because it could cause a medical condition. If I get hard,
here he go.
And
listen,
I go to sleep.
Let me guess, it's a scientific fact.
It is a scientific fact.
Right.
If I become erect and go to sleep, my nuts going to turn the same color as his couch.
I don't know if that's a scientific. If you get erect and go to sleep, come
on.
No, that's not true. He is so exaggerated.
That is not true. You know how many guys in here get erect and go to sleep?
Angela, don't listen to
me. They're not married.
Angela setting y'all up. Don't agree.
I paid a lot of money to not have to go to sleep with blue balls. All right? You see
what
this
you
motherfucker
mean?
Right here? Paid a lot of money for this. This is called
look
the
how
no,
he looking at it. Look how
no,
he looking at it. Look
no
how he
blue
looking
ball
at it,
insurance.
He ain't blinked not one time.
No blue ball insurance.
Well,
serious.
Listen, Kadena Devine Ellis, tell people where they can follow you and about your podcast. And I know you have a show coming, a Netflix show and everything. So talk about
it. Yeah, we out here working a little bit. But you can follow us on Instagram, Kadena I Am. Who follows us out here? Who came out here and followed?
Yes.
So y'all was seeing a little uncut version of us, because you know we be doing the family thing with the boys and everything, but you know we're very down to earth and we try to keep it real with y'all. So thank you, Angela and Gigi and Stephanie and L'Oreal, for having us here today.
We love you
thank
guys.
You for coming.
Thank
you.
And I'm gonna see y'all at Essence Festival too.
Yes,
right?
Yes,
you guys have
too.
The live podcast.
We're gonna have a live podcast. Tell them about
live. We have a live podcast at Essence Fest on July 6th.
We'll be
you go
there.
To my. It's going to be in my link. You go to my bio. The link is in the bio. But first and foremost, I just want to applaud these four women up here for being brave. Because as a man who's married and knowing that there's a safe space for women to express their sexuality and talk about the things that they need and they want, I can be the first to tell you that I have a group chat that follows this group right here. And we talk about what our women want and we learn from the stuff that we hear here. So I appreciate y'all. I appreciate everyone who came out here.
Thank you.
So thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We appreciate you guys.
No, absolutely.
This was one of our top podcast episodes on Lip Service. So we appreciate y'all.
Yes. Thank you so much.
It's awesome. And you can listen to us on Deadass as well.
Deadass.
Deadass B.
Yes. Deadass. We'll see y'all at Essence. Because me and Angela will be in the building.
Oh, you'll be there?
Yes.
Yes, come through.
Coming
through. Matter of fact, we should have y'all on for the podcast. We should.
I want to go to Essence Festival.
You got a reason.
Let's set that up.
Let's go.
Where your man at? Can we?
Right. Can you actually?
What? Come on, Angela. Damn. She knows that my life is ran by my love life, so whatever.
I don't mind it. You said you get head in the morning.
That's the best way to be.
I be trying. He wants to go to the gym in the morning. He be like, yo, when I come back from the gym.
I
but
use
we're
that.
Working on that.
I tell her, I'm like, yo, it's 7 o'clock. I bet you Stephanie giving head right now.
No, that's me. I'm the one that gives head at 7 a.m.
I'm like 8:30 in the morning.
Yes.
now.
At 7 a.m.
I'm working.
I'm at work.
7 a.m. I'm giving head. Angela's on the radio. L'Oreal's on the radio. Stephanie's still sleeping.
And yeah, I'm more like
Cuddy. Hey, Cuddy. Cuddy is on live. Okay, that's what's happening at 7 a.m.
I'm changing Pampers by 8:30, so no.
I'm not there.
Not his Pampers.
Not his Pampers,
no. Come on.
All right, well, thank y'all so much.
Thank you so much.
MAC Powder Kiss Lipstick is matte reinvented. The new matte formula is where matte meets moisture, giving you the zero shine look of a matte lipstick with instant long-term hydration and a weightless, cushiony texture. The velvety soft matte colors glide on effortlessly with a wide range of shades that are sure to complement any skin tone. Head to your nearest MAC location to meet your matte today or shop at MACcosmetics.com.